Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss ideas Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis and Perek Dalin Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Defined Yerzivuk Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah says Shloshit Dvarim Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria Matir Racham Oisrin. There are three things Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria allowed and the Cham Aser. Number one, Parasa Yotzer Ratzu Shabin Karneha. Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria's cow used to go out with a strap or a ribbon in between its horns. He held this as decoration and therefore it's like a piece of clothing, and so it's allowed to go out like this on Shabbos and it's not considered carrying. The Cham Aser this because they hold it's not considered a tachshit. It's not a decoration. Therefore, it's also for his cow to carry. No person's animal is not allowed to do malacha for him. Now, just an interesting side point, the Gemara explains that it wasn't actually Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria's cow. It was his neighbor's cow that did this, and he didn't protest against what his neighbor was doing, so the Mishnah treats it as if it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria's cow itself that went out like this. Here's the next thing. He holds that one's allowed to scrape an animal on Yom Tif. They used to do this with certain types of combs, scraping the animal's hide. It was beneficial for the animal, and Makardin is dafka done with a metal comb that has very fine teeth. Even though when scraping the animal with this type of comb, blood most probably would be drawn, and that usually would be usur. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria holds like Reb Shimon, who says davar she'ein mischaven, something that's completely unintended, is 100% mutter, and that's why this is mutter. The Cham Aser, because they argue that davar she'ein mischaven is usur. And on the last thing, one's allowed to grind pepper. This is not talking about red, green, yellow peppers that we eat. It's referring to peppercorn, those small whole balls of the spice that sometimes come in fancy spice jars that you can just turn the top and it crushes it for you. They had a little mill, a little crusher just for them, and he holds it on Yom Tif. It's totally permitted to do this. It's not an issue. Whereas the Cham Aser doing this because it's of the chol. It's too similar to the weekday, and therefore he has to do it with a shinoi. Now continue to talk about scraping an animal. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, Ein makardin sabayim b'yom tif. No scraping the animal with this fine tooth metal comb on Yom Tif, because it causes a wound, like we explained before. Aval makartzafin. But one is allowed to scrape it with a wooden comb that the teeth are not so close together, and there a wound is not going to be caused, so it's not a problem. However, Chum argue even with this, Ein makardin, afale makartzafin. Not only is he not allowed to use a metal comb with fine teeth, but even this wooden comb with blunt teeth, and that's because if we allow one, he might end up using the other one. Therefore, across the board, the Cham Aser using this comb on the animal. Moving on to Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, Il Dvar Mikulei Beis Shammai Mechorin Beis Hillel. The following things are actually leniencies that Beis Shammai has and stringencies that Beis Hillel has. Usually it's the other way around. Beis Shammai is machmir, Beis Hillel is mekel. Here we see the opposite. So number one is Beis Hashanol de Yom Tif. If an egg was laid on Yom Tif, Beis Shammai Oymer Te'achel. Beis Shammai says it could be eaten, whereas Beis Hillel Oymer Mlo Te'achel. Beis Hillel says it can't be eaten. Now in the Gemara it's clarified that their machlokes is when Yom Tif is after Shabbos, and we know that the egg is fully formed in the chicken's body the day before it's actually laid, which means that if it was laid on Yom Tif, it was fully formed the day before, which is Shabbos. And the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel over here is regarding Hachana. Beis Hillel learns from the pasuk that says Ve'chinu Asasher Yaviu that you have to prepare before Shabbos, and usually before Shabbos is Friday, and that's not Yom Tif. So that means that the only time you're allowed to prepare for Shabbos or Yom Tif is from weekday to Shabbos or Yom Tif, but you are not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tif. And over here, it's considered like we have a preparation being done from Shabbos to Yom Tif. The egg was prepared in the chicken's body on Shabbos, and now it was laid on Yom Tif. That's an Isra of Achana, so you're not allowed to benefit from it. Beis Shammai does not hold of this drasha, therefore they don't have an issue, and you could eat this egg on Yom Tif. And now moving on to the next machlokes, which is about chametz. The pasuk talks about two different types of chametz, one that's called chametz and one that's called sa'ar. Chametz is like regular chametz that we have, like bread and pretzels, donuts, cookies and cakes, and things like that. And sa'ar, literally translated, means sourdough, which is basically a little piece of dough that you put into a larger dough, and that's what causes it to rise. And we know that in regards to the isra of achila, eating, it's both the same exact isra, the amount is a kezias. The question is, what about the isra of owning it? We know the pasuk says, bal yira bal yimatze, which basically tells us that we're not allowed to have any sort of chametz in our house. So what's the size regarding these two things? And that's what machlokes says, Beis Shammai says, sa'ar bekezias, v'chametz bekezias. The isra of owning sa'ar, sourdough, over Pesach is a kezias worth, whereas chametz, it's much larger, it's a kezias, which is the size of a date. And the reason why Beis Shammai holds that is because since the pasuk splits them up, it talks about sa'ar and chametz separately, it must be they have two separate shirim. However, Beis Hillel says, no, we don't have two separate shirim, zevzeb bekezias. The isra of both of them is a kezias, and they don't have a different shir. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more machlokes and Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.